Regina, teachers are staging a one-day rotating strike Monday and will be rallying outside the legislature in Regina. Saskatchewan Teachers Federation gave notice of the latest job action in a news release Friday. Teachers will be withdrawing all professional and voluntary services for a 24-hour period at the following locations: Association Locale des Enseignantes et des Enseignants Francesca École MGR de Laval Pavillon Secondaire des Quatre Vents, Regina, École du Parc, Regina, École MGR de Laval Pavillon Primaire, Regina, École du Charme, Moose Jaw, and École Mathieu de Gravelberg, Gravelberg, École Beau Soleil, Gravelberg, École de Bellegarde, Bellegarde. Holy Family Teachers Association, all schools in Holy Family Catholic School Division. Prairie South Teachers Association, all schools in Prairie South School Division. Regina Public Teachers Association, all schools in Regina Public Schools. Regina Catholic Teachers Association, all schools in Regina Catholic Schools. Saskatchewan Distance Learning Corporation, South Central Campus, Moose Jaw, and Southeast Campus, Estevan. Southeast Cornerstone Teachers Association, all schools in Southeast Cornerstone School Division. STF also announced that teachers from these school divisions will gather outside the Saskatchewan Legislative Building in Regina on Monday morning, which is the first day of the spring sitting. This past week has seen STF stage more rotating strikes, withdrawals of noon-hour supervision and withdrawal of extracurriculars around the province. STF members also plan more job action on Tuesday and Wednesday, having announced plans to pull voluntary services for extracurriculars province-wide on both days. So far, the two sides in the labor dispute remain at a stalemate, with talks still having not resumed between the government and teachers. Both sides have pointed the finger at each other for being responsible for the current situation. Government has ignored calls, emails, meeting requests and office visits from teachers, parents and concerned citizens. It will be awfully difficult for them to ignore us on Monday as they return for spring session, says STF President Samantha Bicotte in a statement. Saskatchewan residents have sent over 110,000 emails to government and school board trustees since the beginning of January. In the face of this overwhelming support for the actions that teachers are taking for their students and publicly funded schools, it is deeply troubling that government remains so intransigent in their position. Students, teachers and families in Saskatchewan deserve much better. When government is ready to listen and quit ignoring Saskatchewan parents, we are ready to work with them to find solutions that support the students in both today's classrooms and the classrooms of the future.